KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:06, we have partly cloudy skies, 77 degrees now in Atlantic. We look for skies to be partly cloudy. It should be warm and humid today with a high around 96 and winds southwest at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The City of Atlantic's Personnel and Finance Committee is set to meet 5:30 p.m. Monday, August 30th, in the City Council's chambers at City Hall. And during their session, the committee will review and act on a recommendation to the City Council with regard to a request to connect the city's sanitary sewer to a commercial property at 60365 Glacier Road. City Administrator John Lund says a new business has signed a lease for the building on the city's northwest side that will create 10 to 12 jobs, and they are requesting a sanitary sewer hookup. Persons with property outside the city limits of Atlantic must receive approval from the City Council before the hookup can be made. Lund says he will endorse the PNF committee recommendation because it is in the best interest of taxpayers and it will expand the tax base, creating what he says is downward pressure on property taxes. John Lund says in the future, the city should insist on annexation of properties wanting to connect to our utilities. In this instance, however, the city had already extended utilities far beyond the limits, and there are parcels of land in between that, according to Lund, make annexation impractical, if not unfeasible. He added the city has placed itself in the situation where we cannot leverage sewer access to compel annexation and that we should consider this an instructive lesson. This is not something we should ever do again, he says. In other business, the Personnel and Finance Committee Monday evening will review and act on making a recommendation to the council with regard to East 3rd Street Place land donations and with regard to a new business incentive proposal. The Polk County Health Department on Friday announced visitor restrictions will be in place once again due to COVID-19. Effective Tuesday, only one support person will be allowed per day for each patient at Broadlawns Medical Center, Mercy One Des Moines Medical Center, and Unity Point Health. There are some exceptions, however. For instance, if a patient is under the age of 18, they can have two people visit at one time. If someone is preparing to give birth in the maternity ward, a visitor and a birth coach can be by their side. Healthcare providers say this decision took weeks to make and it was modeled after the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention guidelines. Masking will be required at all times in healthcare facilities, including patient rooms. The Polk County Sheriff's Office has identified the victim of a fatal car crash that took place Thursday evening. Authorities say 35-year-old John Schmidt of Pleasantville was driving south on Highway 65 north of Army Post Road in Des Moines when he lost control of his vehicle. The vehicle crossed the center median and was struck by two other vehicles in the northbound lanes. Schmidt died from injuries he suffered in the crash, and the other victim suffered minor injuries. Polk County Sheriff's Office is continuing to investigate that accident. Elsewhere in the news, the Northwest Iowa police dog named Pepper tracked down a missing child. Pepper, a nearly 15-month-old Dutch Shepherd, completed a certification process earlier this month and works as a canine officer for Estherville Police. Sergeant Matt Reinecke, Pepper's handler, said the training paid off last Monday during a search for a missing child in a neighboring community.
By the time we arrived on scene, they had been looking for over 2 hours for this missing child. It was brought to the house where the child was last seen and talked with a parent. And I obtained an article of clothing that was just the child's and no one else has tampered with. And I went to where the child was last seen in the yard playing and let Pepper smell that article of clothing for about 20 seconds and gave her the command basically to track.
Reinecke says it took Pepper only about 5 minutes to find the missing boy.
She went around the yard. Eventually, she put her nose to the ground and picked up scent and took off down the road a little bit and then crossed the road towards a cornfield. We went through the corn for a short time and then back out of the corn and continued down a fence line into a real thick wooded fence line, tall grass, where we tracked that for a while, and then she went into the deep part of the fence line and stopped. So I went to investigate, and sure enough was the missing child.
The Estherville Police Department has had trained canine officers for about 20 years. Pepper replaces a dog named Max, who unexpectedly died after 18 months of service with the Estherville PD. Well, filming is scheduled to begin in November in Kossuth County for a movie about a World War II camp near Algona for German prisoners. The movie's crew was in the area last weekend scouting possible filming locations. DJ Perry is the CEO of Collective Development and author of the screenplay for Silent Night in Algona.
If we find something and then the owners are agreeable to having us shoot there, sometimes it's actually deconstructing or taking modern stuff out temporarily. Sometimes it's set dressing and adding stuff to a location. condition.
Perry said they're looking for homes and buildings that were around 77 years ago during the fall and early winter of 1944. The crew was in Whittemore and Lone Rock this past weekend searching for places to film.
We'll be back in end of October with our art team and starting to turn everything into 1944.
The film will focus on a four-month period in late 1944 from September through December.
It's about unity. It's about patriotism. It's, you know, a lot of themes that are very relevant to what's going on now as well. And important that things aren't forgotten from the past. But as we know, you'd be doomed to repeat mistakes if you don't learn from your past.
Lead actors for the film have been cast, but Perry says they'll be looking for area residents to be extras and assist in other ways.
I mean, when you see those end credits on the movie, all the special thanks and all the people involved, that's what it takes. It takes a small army to make these things happen.
Perry says filming will take about 3 weeks, and he expects the movie to be released in 2022. His company, based in Michigan, announced this summer that two German actors will play lead roles in the film. Another actor who had roles in two TV dramas, St. Elsewhere and Tour of Duty, will portray the Kossuth County Sheriff in the film. Ogona was notified in 1943 that a POW camp would be built in the county, and an estimated 10,000 German soldiers passed through it until it was dismantled in 1946. A 20-foot by 60-foot nativity scene carved by six German POWs remain in Algona. And that was a check of our news on KJAN for this hour, brought to you by our friends at Cass Health.
KJAN News has been brought to you this morning by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic.